Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of moon, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed His grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Oh, beautiful for spacious sky, amber waves play, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruiting plains. America, America, God shed His grace on thee, and He crowned thy good with brotherhood of sin, the shining sun.
Hello, Victoria. I see you in the studio, darling. So, this is Elvis and Rock and Roll with me. I'm always here. I keep turning up like a bad penny. Take an eraser and shine me up, and I'll look real good. I won't be working anymore, but I'll look good. You know, guys, we got some good music today. It's fun music to where if you like rehearsals and to hear multiple takes when they're putting a song together, we got some of that. We got a lot of that. It's beautiful. I love it. And we've got some great music for songs that you'll recognize, but recognize how they're done. And some songs you won't recognize. And that's fantastic too. So we're just going to mix it all up. We're going to have a good time. I've even got a Cher song. You know, so get excited, guys. Get excited. Yeah, and Burl Ives. So we got some off-the-wall stuff that you haven't heard. You haven't heard it. Oh, my gosh. Ah, the hills are terrible. You haven't heard it in a long time. Yes, long, long time. So, hey, you know, let's get this show on the road. Let's get this show on the road. First off, I'm going to start with an Elvis song that John sent me. And this is take one and two. And you, this is going to make you laugh. I love this one. 100 years from now.
I've forgotten the day we met. I won't care 100 years from now. I'll never forget, sweetheart, the day you met. Didn't live without my love so hard. That's all in the past. You can kiss my ass. I don't care 100 years from now. 100 years from now, I won't be crying. 100 years from now, I won't be blue. My heart will have forgot that we ever met. I don't care 100 years from now. Oh! Hey. years from now won't be crying, or years from now won't be blue. My heart will have forget had we ever met. I won't care 100 years from now. Well, 100 years from now won't be crying, or years from now won't be blue. My heart will have forget had we ever met. I won't care 100 years from now. All that, and I missed that fucking ending, man. I won't care 100 years from now. Yeah, I won't care 100 years from now. You know what I'm trying to do?
Do that one more time.
Well, 100 years. Easy. Wait a minute. Here goes my fucking career right down the drain, man. Well, 100 years from now won't be crying, 100 years from now won't be blue. My heart will have forget that we ever met, and I won't care 100 years from now. I'll never forget, sweetheart, the night you told me couldn't live without my love somehow. That's all in the past, I knew it wouldn't last, but I won't care 100 years from now. Well, 100 years from now won't be crying, 100 years from now won't be blue. My heart will have forget that we ever met, and I won't care 100 years from now. Wait. Well, 100 years from now won't be crying, 100 years from now won't be blue. My heart will have to forget that we ever met, 'cause I won't care 100 years from now. Well, 100 years from now won't be crying, 100 years from now won't be blue. My heart will have to forget that we ever met, 'cause I won't care 100 years from now.
Oh, yes. That is so very true. 100 years from now, ain't nothing going to happen or matter that's happening now, and we're not going to care because we're not going to be here to care. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Yeah. Hey, hi, Calico. Can you say hi? Can you say hi? There. Calico said hi, guys. Okay. We've got a memorial again, and it's one that we just never think about needing, you know what I mean? Because he's been around forever, and come on, you silly computer thing. Okay, whatever. Cancel. Go away. There we go. Things are going weird with computers today, I tell you. Anyway, what happened is, and I know we all know this by now, I know we do, is that Charlie Watts, who was a drummer for Rolling Stones for more than 50 years, died Tuesday at 80 in London. They didn't actually release a official cause of death, but it's been bandied about that it was cancer, but we don't know for sure. Not yet. They'll post it when we do. Yeah, he kind of liked touring, and then he didn't like touring. He just couldn't make up his mind, I guess. He was rock and roll drummer, but his favorite music was jazz. So, you know, he was just kind of helping out the guys, so to speak. And it says here that he was a cherished husband, father, and grandfather, and a member of the Rolling Stones, and one of the greatest drummers of his generation. So everybody really looked up to him. A lot of people did. And let me go and find down here. Here's a quote from Charlie. He said, "When people talk about the 60s, I never think that was me there. It was me, and I was in it, but I was never enamored with all that. It's supposed to be sex and drugs and rock and roll, and I'm not really like that." So, excuse me. He just kind of hung out with the guys and tried to help them out. And how he did that was what the other Rolling Stones are remembering now was in the early days, they knew they needed a good drummer. And they couldn't afford Watts. He was already established and well-paid. And he was drumming with jazz and blues groups. But, you know, he joined the band in 1963 only after they could guarantee him £5 a week, which is $6.86 in the U.S. at that point. So, wow, a whole £5 a week. I think he ended up making substantially more than that. Watts and Shirley were married on my birthday in 1964, October 14th. And he met before the band became successful and they got married. And they stayed married until his death. They had one daughter who was born in 1968. And she had a daughter. And I think, you know, in that rock and roll world, I guess you could call it, it was pretty rare for someone to stay married and never get divorced. And he never did. He just never got divorced. And he was a special person, you know? So a little bit of his history is Charles Robert Watts was born June 2nd of 1941. And he died August 24th of 2021 and was a drummer of the Rolling Stones, as we all know, from 1963 until he died. That's a long run, but the Stones have had an exceptionally long run at any rate. So he was one of... with Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, they were the only band members that performed on all of their studio albums. So that's pretty phenomenal, too. They just were one of those standards. They just stayed and stayed and stayed. And, you know, he was originally trained as a graphic artist. Isn't that cool? He joined the band Blues Incorporated when he was young. It was a jazz band, and he started playing drums in London's rhythm and blues clubs. And that's where he met Jagger and Richards and Brian Jones. Now, you guys know who Brian Jones was, don't you? He was the Beatles' manager back in the day. And for quite a while, actually. He was a very troubled person as well. He left Blues Incorporated in 1963 and joined Rolling Stones. And he was the drummer, but he doubled as the designer of their record sleeves and tour stages. You know, he was graphic designer. He could do that kind of stuff. His first public appearance as a permanent member was in February 1963, and he remained with the group until his death for 58 years. Now, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. He also toured with his own group, the Charlie Watts Quintet, and appeared in London at Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club. So he's just had quite a dappled career. He was very busy, and evidently he was very happy. So why not, you know? And his dad was a lorry driver for the London, Midland, and Scottish Railway. And he had a sister called Linda. And let's see, as a child, he lived in Wembley. Now, we all recognize that name, right? So they even give his address in here. But, you know, you guys can look that up if you want it. And this is just unbelievable. During World War II, they lived in a prefab, which is not unusual. You know, a lot of people did. So he was quite busy during his life, let's put it that way, always involved in music. And he says, "I bought a banjo, but I didn't like the dots on the neck. So I took the neck off. And at the same time, I heard a drummer called Chico Hamilton, who played with Jerry Mulligan. And I wanted to play like that, with brushes. I didn't have a snare drum, so I put the banjo head on a stand." That's called innovation. And his parents bought him his first kit in 1955. So, and he practiced jazz. You know, he wanted to be a jazz drummer. But he joined the Rolling Stones, and he stayed with them forever and 40 million years. So that's... But, yeah, I don't know what he died from yet. We can find out eventually. They'll post it. And now what we're going to do... I've got this tickle thing going on in my throat, and it really is driving me nuts. It's not just driving you nuts, it's driving me nuts. Okay. Let's see if this is in here. Oh, I've got to find the Rolling Stones song that I put in here. You can't find a song to just salute a drummer, usually, when they're part of such a popular band as the Rolling Stones. Like, it's everybody or nobody, you know what I mean? So anyway, here's the Rolling Stones doing "The Last Time" as a tribute to Charlie Watts. We'll be right back. Yes. And that's a very good example of what Charlie Watts did for that band. He just kept right in there. He kept good tempo. He kept it driving. He could add accents. Do you know that not all drummers can do that? Some of them have to be browbeat into it because they want to do all this fancy stuff that just doesn't fit. And Charlie just hung in there and did what he needed to do to make it great. Without him, it would not have sounded the same. So, you know, maybe they would have had as many hits without good old Charlie. That's a possibility. Think on it. You know, Mick Jagger couldn't do it all by himself, and Keith Richards on guitar, well, that don't carry the whole band. So you need that good drummer behind it to lay down the beat. Some embellishments are okay, but lay down the beat. Man, I remember fighting with drummers over that all the time. Anyway, they found a good one. He stuck with them. And now they got to do something different. Good luck to them. I know they'll figure it out. Okay. Here's a song that John sent me that Elvis did, and I didn't write down what take this was, but that's okay. We'll just listen to it. This is Elvis doing "It's Not Fun Being Lonely." No, "It's No Fun Being Lonely." I always do that. Now, that's one that you don't hear hardly ever. I don't remember ever hearing that. Ever. But now I have. Eventually, I'm going to hear all 796 recordings. Yeah, right. Anyway, that's the plan. You know what happens to most plans. But what the hey, you know? We're going to give it a shot. Got a one John sent me. This is awesome. This is something you would never expect to hear, but it makes you smile. It just makes you smile. This is Lefty Banton. Banton? I don't think it's pronounced that. It's Banton. And he's doing a reggae version, catch this guys, of In the Ghetto.
A poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. But there's one thing that she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. And the world turns
look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Will the world turn? A hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto.
Awesome. Who would have ever thought of In the Ghetto as a reggae? That makes you want to get up in the middle of the living room and dance, you know. Just to do it, because it's cool. I love that. I love it. All right. I've got one that I know we have heard this one. But this is take 1 through 7. So maybe we haven't heard the whole thing. Elvis doing She Wears My Ring, take 1 through 7.
This is She Wears My Ring, take 1.
Okay, how about 2? See, you guys leap before you look then, because nobody rehearsed that goddamn intro.
I just
did the channel. Okay. That should be 3.
We don't want to surprise you, James. We didn't tell James about this. Wait a minute. Okay. Y'all act straight now. Quit gigging. I like that one.
Well, that's a take.
James wasn't about to jump on that one.
Oh.
She wears my ring to show the world that she belongs to me. She wears my ring to show the world she's mine. Eternity with loving care, I placed it on her finger.
Oh, I see. That was a gauge up there.
I know it, but I got the pool mixed up with the sea.
That's okay, right. That's all
right. I know it was water.
Five. All right, I'm quiet.
Donnie, Danny.
She...
J.D. No. We're going to try to get it. Damn, cut it, fella. These zombies are gone.
Yeah, six. All quiet now.
She wears...
They're ready. They're knocking over stools and everything.
I'll get seven.
It's hard to do. Cold, I'll tell you. Ain't everything. Oh, Lord. Charlie, I'm going to get your ass on out of now. Cool.
She...
That sounds funny as hell.
She... Goddamn.
Someone to get me an earphone. Here, just one earphone.
She...
She what? No.
She...
I can't hit the son of a bitch. Oh, Lord.
She.
Where is it, J.D.? What do you do when you freeze up your ass like this, man? What?
She wears my ring to show the world that she belongs to me. She wears my ring to show the world she's mine eternally. With loving care, I place it on her face.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. She was saying good, man.
Right.
Yeah, it's got to change tape over here.
Okay, guys, there you go. That's rehearsal. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I love that. It's just kind of... He just couldn't get it. I don't know. He just... But finally, and then it fell apart. You know, you just sitting right there and... You never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to happen. It just, that's the beauty of tape and rehearsals, is you don't know what's going to happen. They might get it that day and they might not. But it's always fun to listen to. Always fun to listen to. And sometimes, you know, that's a side of Elvis that... We didn't get to see very much. We didn't get to hear very much. The guy saw it all the time. He was a cut-up. I loved it. I love his sense of humor. I love how he just gets up and has fun with whatever he's doing. That laugh is to die for. I just want to hear him laugh. I want to hear him be happy. You know what I mean? It's wonderful. All right, here's a song John sent to me from the 60s. Okay, I think it said 66, but I didn't write it down, so I don't know. Anyway, Manfred Mann. Do you guys remember Manfred Mann? I mean, they were quite the thing, you know. They were one of the up and comings in the 60s. This is a song they did called Come Tomorrow.
The songbird could replace my wrong word, then my dear, that's the song I would borrow. And tonight be mine once again come tomorrow. If the song of the swallow could reveal my sorrow, then my dear, he would sing just for you. Tonight, while in flight, on your windowsill they lie to tell you all of my tears. And tonight, you would hear the saddest song of the year, and you'd be mine once again come tomorrow. Just for you.
Optimism, you know, kind of like, yeah, I know we broke up, but if you let me say this or do this, then you'll be mine come tomorrow. That's true optimism. Love it. I totally love it. Never give up until you have to. Never give up until the fat lady sings. I mean, you know, then it's time to quit. Go swimming. Okay. I thought of this last night, and I couldn't get this song out of my head. I love this song, and it's a dreaming song. So ladies, get your dreaming caps on, get comfy, because this is a dreaming song, and you want to mentally send it to the person that is in your heart. And that doesn't mean just to Elvis, that, you know, the person you're married to would be a good idea. But, yeah, send this to someone that's in your heart. It's Elvis singing, I Need Somebody to Lean On.
I need somebody to lean on. I need somebody to tell my troubles to. No use denying, I'm close to crying, but what good? Tell me, what good would my crying do? I need somebody to help me. Help me forget all those worries on my mind. And when I'm lonely, if someone would only wanna be sweet and kind. I need somebody want that somebody. Please, please listen to my plea. Need that somebody. Want that somebody. Come running to me. I need somebody to lean on. I'm tired of being unhappy and so blue. And if she came, I would hold her, 'cause I really need that shoulder to lean on. Yes, I really do. Cause I need somebody, and that somebody is you.
Doesn't that one just kind of grab your heart and make you want to put your arms around somebody and do a slow shuffle dance around the room? Oh, yeah, nice and warm and tender and snuzzly. Don't forget the snuzzling. You can't forget the snuzzling. You know, you got to do that. You got to do that. So, anyway... I like snuggling, especially warm snuggling. Yeah, you know. I'm trying to do something here and it's not cooperating. I wanted to put a little angel face and I got a sad face instead. So we're going to kill it. Yeah, okay. We're going to kill the sad face. Sure, why not? Hey, everybody laugh. We're killing the sad face. Oh, my goodness sakes. That's what I get for trying to run forward and chat at the same time. It doesn't work very well sometimes. All right. I have one that John sent me that it's an older one, guys. It's an older one. I don't remember hearing this, and I listened to country music all the time when I was little because Mama always had that on radio. This is Ginny, G-I-N-N-Y, Ginny Wright. I had an aunt named Ginny. And Jim Reeves singing I Love You.
Wedding bells are ringing in the chapel just over the hill. They're ringing for the wedding of my best friend, Bill. He'll wed the girl I love, and I'd rather die but to live. I've got to choose. I've lost her and I've lost a friend, but there's one thing I'll never lose, and that's the way she says,
I love you. I'll always be good and true, 'cause I love you, you.
I can even hear her now, just like she was here today. She said she would always love me, and she would always be good and true. Yes, that's the one thing I'll never forget. The way she says,
something really sweet to have in your heart to be able to say to someone you love. Although on the day you're marrying somebody else, maybe not such a good idea. that might create something of a problem. Yeah. Make sure you're saying it to the guy you're marrying. Then you'll be okay. It'll be okay. Or don't get married. That works too. All right, I have, now I know you guys have heard this one. You just haven't heard the outtakes or the multiple takes or what, however you want to call it. This is Elvis doing Guitar Man with Jerry Reed. And you can hear Jerry talking and stuff. He makes comments and cuts up, and he's a card and a half too. And this is take 1, 2, and 5.
Rolling. This is Guitar Man, take one. I ain't played
all weekend. I know your house is a mess, Reed. That's a mess, man. It is. Yes. Well, okay, you are too. This is Lee Mountain. No, man, there ain't no way you can get them both, so them just sound like a room full of spastics or something. Ready? Yeah, I did it the wrong way, no wonder. 1, 2, 3, now. Well, 2, 3, 4. No, I made it long, Bob. It's long on the record. I forgot it's like this. I think, ain't it?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
That's right.
Two of them.
This is two. 2, 3, 4.
Well, I quit my job down at the car wash, left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I'd left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting in nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis.
Okay.
Out of juice and luck.
Man, I may wander off in the parking lot. Stay with me. I guess I'll get with you sometime tonight. 2, 3. I can do that better. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I quit my job down at the car wash. I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck, so I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia, on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars, hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night peers, there ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the Hobo Junction, roamed 1,000 miles of track, till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama at a club they call Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like with a swinging little guitar, man. Show them, son. Get on out to a club called Jack's if you got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor. Digging to find this little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. I guess who's leading that five-piece band? Well, wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man. Hey, hey, guitar man.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, ain't nobody can pick a git fiddle like Jerry Reed when he writes the song. You know, you can copy him, but it's just not quite the same. He wrote the thing, of course. You know, he knows every in and out and up and down and all around about the back door, everything he wants to do. And nobody knows what that man's thinking. His mind is totally different, you know. Like Elvis' mind. Nobody knows what's going through there. It just zoom, and it's there. So you just pay attention and you listen. Yes. And all of these rehearsal-type songs John sent me. So that's why it's so good. That's why it's so good. And we get so many of them all together because he just does that very nicely. I love that. Okay. Next is way down at the bottom of the alphabet. There it is. Okay. That's do you guys remember what that is? Did anybody recognize that stupid little thing I was doing? I'm looking. Anyway, that was the theme song to Wild Wild West. Does anybody remember Wild Wild West? That was from a long time ago. I love that. I love that show. Anyway, it just sneaks through my mind every once in a while. Why? I have no clue. Anyway, this is another song that John sent, and I've never heard this before, mostly because I've never heard of this guy. I really haven't. This is from 1964. It's Tom Paxton, and the song is called The Last Thing on My Mind.
It's a lesson too late for the learning, made of sand, made of sand. In the wink of an eye, my soul is turning, in your hand, in your hand. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. You've got reasons aplenty for going. This I know, this I know. For the weeds have been steadily growing. Please don't go, please don't go. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. As I lie in my bed in the morning without you, without you, each song in my breast dies a born in without you, without you. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. That was the last thing.
Now that was really kind of mellow, but you know, yeah, that might have been the last thing on your mind, but maybe you should have thought of it. You know what I mean? It's like, think things through. Don't be a ditz. But they won't listen to it if you say that. So, you know, it's, that was the last thing I was thinking about. Well, maybe you should have thought about it like the second thing or the third thing. It would have worked out better. But whatever. It's, people just do what they do. You know, that's how it is. All right. John sent one that is really kind of cool. I like it. This is... it's labeled as Private Moments in Palm Springs in 1974. Spanish Eyes.
She said do harmony with it. You're 9,000 shades high, too high to me, man.
Right, we did it in...
Spanish Eyes. From your Spanish eyes, please don't cry. This is just adios and not goodbye.
Spanish eye, wait for me.
Choco. Pretty cool.
How you say cookie coo?
Yeah, coochie coo, you betcha, with the Spanish guys. Oh, I love his sense of humor, and what he does in a song is hilarious. It's fantastic. All right, I am going to play Anne's request. Oh, let's see. I did have a request from Victoria, but it's 6.5 minutes long, and that's just a bit much. If you can find a shorter one, honey, send it to me for Saturday, okay? You did send me another song, but I would play this one, too, since I couldn't play it today. All right, and let's see. There it is. I Can Wait Forever. By Air Supply. Here we go.
When you say I miss the things you do, I just want to get back close again to you. But for now, your voice is near enough. How I miss you, and I miss your love. And oh, all the days that pass me by so slow, all the emptiness inside me flows all around, and there's no way out. I'm just thinking so much of you, there was never. Spend my life alone with you.
very abrupt ending, but that's okay. We handle those pretty well. All right. Now here's an Elvis song that John sent me from 1959, a private recording of There's No Tomorrow. But remember, there's just tonight. Yeah, you got to hit that high last note. You got to finish the song, yes. And that last note did it, so we're good. We're good. I don't have to do anything extra. Oh, my goodness sakes. I'm having a great time, you guys. I'm having a great time. And think about this for a second. Think about someone that you really, really are into, okay? And you can be sitting on that front step. You can be sitting in a bench in the yard or in a corner of the front porch where the light doesn't quite reach. Anywhere but in front of the door where Mama can look out the window. I mean, good grief. But you're just, for hours, kissing and saying goodbye, maybe, and kissing, and just kissing and kissing and kissing, and maybe goodbye, maybe not. Oh, let's say goodbye later, and you do some more kissing. You know? That sounds like a great way to spend an evening to me. I like that thought. Okay, so here is for the millionth. And John sent this one, yes, as well. For the millionth and the last time, take 10, 11, and the finished version.
Take 10.
Damn, Gordon, quit breathing so heavy.
For the millionth and the last time,
darling, let me hold you tight. Give me one more kiss to dream.
I'm sorry. Say it again. Hold it. Hold it.
Say, would you be so kind as to hold it?
Okay.
For the millionth and the last time, darling, let me hold you tight. Give me one more kiss.
That God, what the hell am I saying, man?
For the millionth and the last time, darling, let me hold you tight. One more kiss and then I promise I will say my last goodnight. Though your lips are so inviting and I know I want to stay, give me one more kiss to dream on and I'll be on my way. It seems a million or so kisses ago, we said goodnight at your door. I didn't get far, 'cause here we are, and I'm still begging for more. While the million and the last star slowly disappears from sight. For the let me kiss you goodnight. It seems a million or so kisses ago, we said goodnight at your door. I didn't get far, 'cause here we are, and I'm still begging for more. While the million and the last star slowly disappears from sight. For the millionth and the last time, let me kiss you goodnight. Let me kiss you goodnight. Let me kiss you goodnight.
And you always want to go at the end of that. Well, I do. I don't know if anybody else does or not. I want to go cha-cha-cha. Anyway, and yeah, and they're saying 5 days, and I'm going, or seven, or ten. Well, however the mood strikes and moves you, you know, just keep on keeping on. Oh, golly Moses, Jenny. You could really start something if you don't pay attention. Or maybe if you do pay attention, you can start. Okay. It could get interesting. Huh. Yeah, think about that one. How about one that John sent me last Saturday? And I didn't quite get there. From 1967. Do y'all remember Ed Ames? He played Chingachgook on Daniel Boone series on TV. And he was good. But, surprise, he was a singer. He started as a singer. That job was kind of a sideline for him. He had a group with two of his brothers. What their names are, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, they sang together. Anyway, this is Ed Ames from 1967. John sent this last week. My cup runneth over with love.
Thank you.
I here beside you, just watching you sleep? And sometimes I whisper what I'm thinking of. My cup runneth over with love. I study the small things you do constantly. I memorize moments that I'm fondest of. My cup runneth over with love.
For sure. I love it. I like watching him play an Indian. Whatever, you know. Hey, Miss Carolyn. Hi, how are you today, honey?
My back is killing me, but that's nothing new.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
What I was going to comment on that, I didn't know how long it would take 764 songs to play now. Nothing but Elvis. I used
to
play. I have them all on 3MP disc, and I got five discs. And when me and Claude would take a trip to the beach, I have a CD player under the driver's seat. And we turn it on, and we still have songs to listen to 8 days coming back.
Wow.
But that wasn't listening constantly to them. And they're all in alphabetical order.
Oh, my gosh. Now, you'd have to, when you do that, time them.
Yeah. It took me 2.5 months to do that.
Wow, that would be interesting to know.
I wasn't doing it every day. So, but, and that's not counting the songs that I've purchased or the CDs I've got since then or the records. I haven't added those yet.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Luckily, Clyde does not get tired of hearing Elvis.
That's a good thing. That's a very good thing.
Sometimes I have to tell him to be quiet because I can't hear Elvis singing for him singing. But
that's cool. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's not a real big problem. That's an okay problem.
No, I'm lucky to have him. If he'll just quit working that overtime and say, I retire and come home.
Eventually he will, honey. Eventually he will.
He's got to, because his back is getting worse. When he walks, it looks like he's looking at his toes. The lower part
yeah.
of his back is deteriorating like his neck did, and they won't operate on him right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Because the COVID has, we're in the red again. And the doctor says, no, we got to put it off as long as we can. I said, until he can't walk no more.
Yeah, really.
Like,
well, you know, it needed to be pointed out, so it was a good thing for you to say.
Yeah. But I don't listen just to Elvis all the time. I listen to other artists. But when you said Air Supply, I didn't have no clue who they were.
Well, they're from, I think they came into popularity in the 80s.
Okay.
The early 80s. So they weren't in the same era as Elvis. They came later. And if you weren't into listening to the popular music at that time that all the teenagers were into, you wouldn't have heard of them. Because that was the genre that they were picking up at that point in time. The only reason I know about them is because we had a record store at that point. So we had all that stuff.
Now, I know I used to know who sung Nights in White Satin and Stairway to Heaven. But I haven't heard those two songs in a long time.
Well, we're going to have to do something about that then, girl.
Yeah. Them two songs take me back into the 80s. I remember hearing them then.
Nights in White Satin. And, you know, I know who does both those songs, but I can't for the life of me right at this moment think of it.
Yeah. I have a blank in my brain, too.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Try Jesus, man. Open your brain out. Let Elvis out for a little while and get some air. You can put somebody else in there. And I just laugh at him.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's hilarious. Okay. Just if you want to, go ahead and send me a request on my request chat, just so I don't forget.
Okay. Just because of the name of the song, or do I need to look it up?
No, with those, I know those songs, so you can just send me the names of those, and that way I won't forget them, and I can look them up. I got to look them up anyway, so.
All right.
I'll
is
get them up, get them converted, and put them on. Huh?
For next week or Saturday or what?
I'll probably play one on Saturday and one next Thursday.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll look them up and send them to you.
That would be fantastic, honey, and I'd be glad to play them because I like those songs too.
Yeah.
I think Nights in White Satin is Deep Purple.
Okay. Them two songs, I got some memories of them two songs. So they were good memories.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Go ahead and give them to me, and we'll have one on Saturday and one next Thursday.
Okay. Will do. All right. I'm going to finish listening to the show.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay,
enjoy.
Bye-bye.
Okay, guys. Now, it's time for Elvis. And this is a song I found while I was just picking up and converting another song that John sent me. This is one I found and thought, I don't remember that one. So, I'm going to play it. And then you can say, I don't remember that one. But we're going to hear it. That's it. This is If I'm a Fool, take three.
If I'm a fool, if I'm a fool for loving you, then that's just what I want to be. They're saying I am just your clown, and any fool could see that you're just having fun, and you're not in love with me. The things they're saying may be true, but there's something they can't see. If I'm a fool for loving you, then that's just what I want to be. If I'm a dreamer, let me dream. If I'm your clown, I'll steal the show. Your things are not the way they seem. Please don't ever let me know. If I am blind, it's because I just don't want to see. If I'm a fool for loving you, then this is just what I want to be. If I'm your dreamer, let me dream. If I'm your clown, I'll steal the show. If things are not the way they seem, please don't ever let me know. If I am blind, it's because I just don't want to see. If I'm a fool for loving you, I'm a fool for loving you, and that's just what I want to be. If I'm a fool for loving you, and that's just what I want to be. If I'm a fool for loving you, and that's just what I want.
Rotten.
Like the sound of that guitar. That's nice. I like that. Okay. I like that song. But, you know, I got a message on chat that that's off a bootleg album. So that's probably why we haven't heard it. That's okay. We heard it now. So, all right, here's one John sent me. I kind of chuckled. Well, obviously. Takes two, three, four, one, and one. I'm not even going to try and figure that one out. I'm falling in love tonight.
I'm falling in love tonight, take two.
One, two, three, four, five.
I'm falling in love.
First of all,
I'm falling in love
tonight. I'm falling in love tonight, take three.
One, two, three, four.
No five?
No five. Because
oh, right. I see what you mean. Okay.
Still rolling. I'm falling in love tonight, take
four. My head.
Four.
Well, we learned to run.
One, two, three, four.
I'm falling.
Wait, five.
One, two, three, four. Right, I see what you mean.
Otherwise, the carryover in the room will get into it.
Okay.
Once again, here we go.
Beyond the Bend, take one.
One, two, three, four.
Beyond the Bend, what?
I wondered if that was... Shake anybody up. I'm falling in love tonight, take one.
Speakers are on.
Okay, here we go.
I'm falling in love tonight. Somehow I know the beautiful world tonight is sharing its glow. When love let me down before, I said I was through. But I'm falling in love tonight with you. Till you walked by, I laughed and played the game. One kiss and then goodbye. And out went the flame. But somehow you've changed me, dear. This time is true. I'm falling in love tonight with you.
Okay, everybody, it's sigh time. Take a deep breath. There you go. That's better than screaming. Doesn't hurt your throat. You know, just it's one of those things. One of those things. Okay, I have one. I'm going to play another Elvis song because I just don't want to miss them all, you know. John sent me some really good ones. I'm going to get in as many as I can. I've only got a couple of other songs that I want to play. He sent me one, and I picked one. But let's go with the Elvis song right now. This is take 2 through 7 of Patch It Up.
Y'all can get a little softer in the soft part. It'll be better. It'll be more effective.
There's a whole lot of okay, here we go, fellas.
Okay, we're rolling. It's 3.
Patch it up, baby, before we fall apart at the seams. We got to patch it up, baby, we can't let time unravel our dreams. Let's go back and fix the past. One more night is all I ask. Get that feeling, that old feeling. Feel it healing. We can patch it up.
I
tell you what, when it comes out of that bridge there, it can be longer. It can leave the bars longer in there. I just don't need on the rest of it, you know, because we've been doing it. Last time we did it on every time we said patch it up.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling. We can patch it up, baby. Can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby. Patch it up.
With a whole lot of love. Cobwebs in her heart. Okay. In other words, each time it comes out of that bridge, it can be longer.
When you get around and you're almost the end and then you screw it up. That really kind of sucks, you know. But he came back and he did a good job on it. So we got the recording. We've got the song on the album. We've got live promotion or live performances of it. He got it together. It was good. It was good. I got one here for you guys. Enjoy. Recording in 1960, I wonder.
I said,
I wonder, can you believe I want you?
That's cool. I don't know if they were stomping their feet or just kind of pounding on a counter or a table, but it was really kind of cool. It added to it. It added that thump, thump beat. I like that. I like that. That was pretty nice. All right. For a home recording, hey, you know what? They're doing good. They're having fun. I think it's great. I think it's great. That's probably the most fun is when you're goofing around and you got something to show for it. It's nice. It's really nice. All right. I have something John sent me from the Memphis Sessions. Take 6 and 7 of True Love Travels on a Gravel Road.
How many girls choose cotton dress worlds when they could have satins and lace and stand by her man, never once let him shame.
Take the tempo up just a little bit.
That's a little too slow. Yeah, baby. How many hearts can live through the hurt?
We're on.
Cotton dress worlds when they could have satins and lace and stand by her man, never once letting shame touch her face. How many hearts could live through all the winters we've known and still not be cold? Oh, true love travels on a gravel road. Love is a stranger and hearts are in danger on smooth streets paved with gold. Oh, true love travels on a gravel road. Through the years, we've had hard times and tears. They've only helped our love grow. And we'll stay together no matter how hard the winds blow. Not once have I seen your blue eyes fill with envy or stray from the one that you hold. Oh, true love travels on a gravel road. Oh, love is a stranger and hearts are in danger on smooth streets paved with gold. Oh, true love travels on a gravel road. Yeah, true love travels on a gravel road. True love travels on a gravel road.
Now let's do it the same way. We're rolling. Same tempo. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Keep all playing right. If it helps you, but don't. That one time in the middle is a little weird, really.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
okay, here we go. What room?
Damn.
What room?
Oh, yes. Figuring it out. I love that. Because the more they played with it, the more they figured on it, the better it got. That's rehearsal. Hey, guys, I got 2 minutes. I want to say thank you so much for joining me. We had quite a few people in the chat room, and it's fantastic. And just let you know, I never cut off callers. You know, if you want to call, you can call. Thank you, Victoria, for calling in and sitting here and listening the whole show. That's fantastic. Anne has to take care of Sophie. So, you know, it'll be a while before she's probably able to come back for the whole show. But that's okay. That's okay. Sophie's important. That's her fur baby. And, just everybody out there in internet land, thank you for tuning in and listening to the show. I hope y'all enjoyed it. I hope every one of you found something that just set your heart go pity-pat and turned your crank, made you happy, okay? That would be wonderful. And I'll do this again Saturday, so come on in. John will send me more songs, and we'll have another good one. Yes, we will. So to go out with, here's Elvis, I Miss You.
All the good times together, the love we shared, the fun and the laughter, how I wish you could feel what my heart says tonight, dear. I miss you, and I wish you were here. They lay broken in sorrow. The plans are made. My hopes for tomorrow. If I could, I would tell you I'm lonesome.